Garcia versus Sessions in a footnote as being pending on a petition for rehearing. Between the time I wrote that footnote and when I filed my brief, petition for hearing was granted. It was my error. I sincerely apologize for my oversight to the members of this court and counsel for responding to my client. Your Honor, Mr. Cruz Martinez is married to a U.S. citizen. They have four U.S. citizen children between them. After being in immigration custody for a little over 3 years, he was deported in August to Mexico. As a result, he, his wife, and the children have been suffering greatly. Your Honor, several years ago, after determination by the asylum office that he was credible and his fear of persecution was reasonable, he was placed in withholding-only proceedings. Proceedings held before an immigration judge here in Chicago. He testified he had re-entered the United States because he was afraid he would be killed. Two men had come to the home looking for his brother. They had guns. They threatened him, said if they didn't find his brother, they were going to harm him. He left the country about 2 months later, came back to the United States where he had lived initially since he was a teenager in 1993. Though the immigration judge determined that the petitioner had testified credibly and there were sympathetic factors in his case, the immigration judge nevertheless denied his applications for withholding of removal and protection of the United Nations Convention Against Torture, or CAT. His timely appeal to the BIA, the board, was denied. However, neither the board nor the immigration judge addressed his application for asylum. Your Honors, I would like to address, if I may, footnote number 2 of counsel's brief, in which he proposes at the very end of that footnote an ordinary remand, or under the ordinary remand rule discussed by the Supreme Court in Ventura, at which time two issues could be addressed that perhaps were not properly addressed by the board in its decision. First, asylum. Asylum was never addressed by the board nor by the immigration judge when an application for asylum was presented. Also, there are two orders in the two separate records. The first record and those two orders are the orders of reinstatement. The order that was filed by the Department of Justice and that was before the Immigration Court and the Board of Immigration Appeals is at page 385 of the DOJ record. That one is not signed. In other words, it's not a proper reinstatement. The other order that was filed with this court, but never before the immigration judge or the Board of Immigration Appeals, is the order that was signed. And I believe what counsel for the respondent has suggested is a way to resolve this matter, to have it sent back so the BIA could address this properly. The BIA could also address the number of documents that we submitted, which I don't believe they adequately did, concerning violence in Mexico, which happened and has continued to happen in that country. Your Honors, I would respectfully request that this court grant the remand under the ordinary remand rule for the board to address those issues. And if there's no other questions,
well, what on remand do you expect to happen?
Pardon me, I'm sorry.
On remand.
Yes.
What would go on remand? For what?
On remand, Your Honor, as was suggested by respondent under Ventura, is that the board could address at least those two issues. In other words, why was the order, the reinstatement order, before the IJ and the BIA, not a final order? It was only at the top, it says notice of intent. It's not signed at the bottom, the actual order was reinstated. They could also address, they did not address at all the request for asylum. Now, if he's not
the
properly-
asylum was he trying to put himself in some sort of a classification?
Well, the
other
the
than
classification,
just having been
you mean
from the United
special,
States?
The classification was, as determined as I understand it, by the asylum office, was that he relatives of his brother, Costino, and he cannot change that because his brother will always be his brother. So he is a member of that particular social group, that family, which cannot be changed. But we never really reached that issue. The immigration judge concluded under withholding that he did not establish a clear probability that he would be in danger. Under asylum, it's a lower standard. Yeah. It's a reasonable fear.
Thank you, Mr. Burke.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Mr. Moss?
Your Honors, and may it please the court, Benjamin Mark Moss for the respondent, the Attorney General. We ask this court to deny the petition for review because most of the issues in this case are either waived or are precluded by this court's dispositive Garcia holding. Now, turning first to asylum, seven other courts agree with this court's Garcia case in saying that for illegal reentrance with reinstated removal orders, asylum just isn't available. So any arguments premised on or related to or even a remand for asylum, they just don't make sense. Now, as to withholding or removal, the board found no past persecution because the single isolated threat that Mr. Cruz Martinez experienced just didn't rise to the level. And his opening brief waives challenge to the finding that he would not more likely than not be persecuted in the future, and that is dispositive. Same thing for cat protection. He waives challenge to the finding that he would not more likely than not be singled out for torture in the future. So that takes care of asylum, withholding, and cat, leaving only some ancillary issues which also lack merit. Turning to the question of whether the reinstatement order was properly issued, it's true that a copy of the reinstatement order before it was signed did make it into one of the administrative records. Absolutely true. But another copy is signed. I'm holding it up, Your Honors. It's page one of the Department of Homeland Security administrative record, and it's signed right here at the bottom. Although the board did not address the argument that it was unsigned, we concede that that did not occur. However, under an exception to the remand doctrine, the futility exception, there's no argument about why the outcome would be any different if this court were to consume administrative and judicial resources by sending it back so the board can say, oh yes, there was a signed version, and we do everything again. There's just no prejudice here. And that relates to the final issue, the motion to remand proceedings to the board to consider newly submitted evidence with the board appeal. The board concluded that none of the evidence of country conditions that he submitted with the board appeal would change the outcome of the case. And here again, my friend waives challenge to that finding by failing to point out to this court how any of that evidence would change the outcome. So the board did not abuse its discretion. All issues are waived. And as to the ones that are raised relating to asylum, they're simply precluded by this court's precedent. If the court has no questions, we would respectfully ask the court to deny the petition for review. Thank you, Your Honors.
All right, thank you, Mr. Moss. Mr. Berg.
Thank you, Your Honors. As acknowledged by respondent, the order that was before the Board of Immigration Appeals and the immigration judge was not signed. So it was not clear when we were before those proceedings that there was a signed order. We raised that again in our brief to the Board of Immigration Appeals. The brief filed by DHS to the Board of Immigration Appeals could have attached that order. They did not. They didn't address it at all. The board did not adequately address that argument that we made to them, a fundamental argument. Was there a signed order reinstating proceedings? We submit there were not. We believe that this gentleman did put forth a case for asylum, withholding, and protection under CAT. We ask that you grant the petition for review. Nothing else to remand and direct the board to address these very important issues. Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. Thank you, Mr. Moss. The case is taken under advisement. The court will stand in recess.